County clerks throughout Indiana are bracing for the impact of yesterday's same-sex marriage ruling. Good morning to you. The Mary County Clerk's Office stayed open until 11 o'clock last night. They say they performed more than 180 weddings for same-sex couples. Now, Fox 59 News says at least 225 marriage licenses were issued to same-sex couples after the ruling. So far this morning, the line is just growing. Indiana Attorney General Greg Zoller is appealing the decision that Indiana's ban on gay marriage has been overturned by a federal judge. That judge calls the ban unconstitutional. Well, Zoller has filed an emergency order. This motion is an attempt to block enforcement of the ruling pending the outcome of his appeal. Democratic City County Councilors are proposing a new program that would provide rent-free homes for police officers who live in blighted neighborhoods. The pilot program called Safe Neighborhoods Now will officially be introduced at the July 14th meeting. Now, under the plan, a dilapidated home would be renovated and a police officer would be allowed to live there for free for 2 years with the option to then purchase it. Indiana's prepaid sales tax on gas is being replaced with a gasoline use tax. The Department of Revenue will determine a rolling monthly statewide average cost on a gallon of gas and then add 7%. The gas will be calculated for the next month on the 22nd of each month. The new law takes effect on July 1st. Speaking of fuel, while you're preparing for the U.S. men to take on Germany in World Cup soccer action today at 12 noon Eastern, back here at home, Indy soccer team, the Indy Fuel, needs your help. The Fuel need a name for their mascot. Suggestions can be submitted online through July 1st at IndyFuelHockey.com. Color suggestions are also needed. The Fuel kicks off their season at the newly renovated Coliseum on October 17th. Shavante Jealous scored 33 points as the Fever fell 107-102 in overtime to the Tulsa Shock last night. Karima Christmas added 17 points while Marissa Coleman had 14 points and 8 rebounds for Indiana, which dropped to 6-7 and 3-3 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The Fever now face Phoenix on Friday. A mixture of clouds and sun today, a high of 86. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us here all day on Indy's R&B Leader 106.7 WTLC and right here online at TLCNaptown.com.